For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. Really quick, before we dive back in to our greatest talkers in the history of pro wrestling list, we're about to get to the top six per this list that we've been analyzing. And then DP will give his top 10. I'll give my top 10 when we're done breaking down and analyzing this list. But real quick, I want to give a shout out to Bonville Pool and Spa. Thanks to them, I have a gigantic hole in my backyard. Hopefully they fill it up with water soon, and it's going to be a phenomenal pool. Check them out at bonzopool.com. My kids are excited. They're elated. The only person more excited than my kids, honestly, to have a pool with me. I'm the biggest kid in the house, and I'm happy to admit that. But if you're looking for a swimming pool, hot tub, and or sauna, check them out at bonzopool.com. If you have a swimming pool, hot tub, sauna, etc., and you want it taken care of, they are the people for you. Check them out at bonzopool.com. All right, DP. So I don't know if you want to disqualify the next person on the list because he's not technically a wrestler, but number six on this list is Paul Heyman. What are your thoughts on Paul as a whole and Paul at six on this list?
Off the list, again, I think it's its own list. I think the managers really deserve their own list. And I don't know that he's the top manager on the mic. So, yeah, I mean, I think I get it. Like, if like you don't have to wrestle, yeah. He's in the conversation with Cornette because Cornette would actually get in a ring. I mean, the dude left body parts all over the South having to talk so good that he got put into matches and got beat up. So, and that hasn't been a Heyman thing. So, yeah, I think the wrestlers deserve their own space.
So I would love to see a manager's only type list or an announcer's only type list. And it's funny, right when you said Cornette, I was going to ask you, what do you think would happen if you could get Cornette and Paul Heyman in the same ring to cut a promo battle on each other? Dude, that would be phenomenal, especially if Cornette could just cut loose.
Yeah.
And not have to worry about the censors for TV and all that. Dude, that would be so much fun to watch.
Yeah, I'd be all in and then have JR kind of moderate it. I'm good.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I brought this up last time, and then that's when we got disconnected. So I couldn't hear what you said. So right now we got Cody Rhodes, okay, and that whole he's going to be battling The Rock at we don't know when, probably SummerSlam or WrestleMania, probably. I mean, but I'd be curious. I would love to see, because we got the potential bloodline battle down the road with The Rock, Roman, all that stuff going on. No offense to Roman, he does great. But I'd love to see The Rock and Heyman in the ring and have a battle of wits and words and promos between them. So I couldn't hear what you said a couple of weeks ago. What were your thoughts on that when I brought that up?
That would be the Chicago Bears versus the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl. The Rock would destroy him.
Like, you think so?
Oh, look, it sounds good in theory. It sounds good in theory. But the Rock has just such a high swagger level. It took, like, CM Punk can't do the dance. Roman Reigns couldn't do the dance. Cody Rhodes couldn't do the dance. I don't think anybody, I mean, Cena's the only one. Cena and the dude who probably would sit at the top of the list, and Nature Boy. Those are the only ones that if you got in the conversation that they would really go after. Hogan wouldn't go after Rock. I don't think there's anybody in the game other than the ones we mentioned. Those, like, it's kind of why we landed on who we, you know, in our heads, who would be in the top five. The folks who are living, yeah, Rock. Nobody gets the pop that Rock does walking out. Stone Cold was a great finisher to promos, but his actual promo work, no. So yeah, Heyman, I like. And I meant to ask you this thing because somebody pitched it to me. I was doing a show in Atlanta and it was a wrestling show, and they said, would you buy a ticket if they brought back Goldust to say, what about my story? Would you watch Rhodes versus Rhodes?
Didn't we get that in AEW early on?
But it looked like on the stage that it should have been on, right? That if you want to turn Cody face or heel, bring Cody in. I mean, bring Dustin in and let him sell. And we know what kind of match it would be, but it hasn't been done on that stage.
I'll be honest with you. I probably would not. No disrespect to Goldust or Dustin Rhodes. I've never been a crazy fan of his. I think he's good. I've kind of mentioned in the past, Cody's done way better than I thought he would.
Yep.
And when he was in the ring with The Rock, I thought he held his own way better than I thought he would.
Yeah.
To his credit, I'm just not gigantic fans of either one of them. So if you put them in the ring together, I'm not uber interested personally. Just
fair.
Not me.
That is fair.
That's just how I kind of feel. I actually thought of this question a few years ago because Heyman was in the ring talking about Heyman versus Rock. And he said, nobody can touch me on this mic right here, right now. It was on a SmackDown like a couple, 3 years ago. It may have been when Sami Zayn was in doing the whole Bloodline thing. So maybe a year and a half ago. I can't remember. And I remember thinking, no, nobody there right now. Who could come and give him a battle? And the person that popped in my head was The Rock. And so that's actually been a question that's been in the back of my mind for quite a while. Heyman versus Rock on the mic.
I'm with you.
All right. A man I know you love, number five on this list anyways, Dusty Rhodes. What are your thoughts?
Greatest promo ever. Hard times. Greatest promo ever. That's where he, I mean, and here's the thing. That wasn't the one. There's one of him in WWE talking to Vince McMahon, talking about walking the streets of DC and walking into his people, meeting his people. And then I've wined and dined with kings and queens. I've also wined and dined on pork and beans. Son of a plumber. Listen, everybody who does Mike Skill now owes Dusty a residual check. Because Dusty was elite, the elite storyteller of all of pro wrestling history. Nobody told a story. Nobody sold why the rivalry mattered, why he disliked, why he had to defend the American dream, why he has to explain that he's the son of a plumber. Why? Dusty told you why better than anybody in wrestling history.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
So I'll give a sneak peek to my list. I have Dusty number 3 on my all-time talkers top 10 greatest list in pro wrestling history. That was a mouthful. I can't believe I got it out without stumbling. But I like people that are unique. I like people that are different. I like people that stand out in some way, shape, or form. That's why Hogan's the greatest wrestler, like pro wrestler of all time, to be clear. You got to keep pro in there. Pro wrestler of all time to me, but I barely have him in the top 10 with promos because it was kind of the same thing. It was kind of always repetitive. And yes, the iconic lines, like you knew, 24-inch pythons, what you gonna do, Hulkamania run wild, all that stuff. And so those became iconic, but I like wit in the moment. I like unique stuff. I like stuff that's just different. And Dusty was unique, different. Nobody like him. Kind of like Mankind's promos. Nobody cut promos like them. So I'm with you. Loved what he did. All right, on this list, they got Stone Cold Steve Austin. I know you think Dusty's ahead of him. But they got Stone Cold number 4 on this list. What are your thoughts on Stone Cold's promos?
But I mean, you, Adam, you landed on it in that I can't get over what? I can't get over that he was a great he was the great promo finisher. I don't think that the body of his promos were elite. I thought his finishing, his closing to promos was elite. Was he as good at selling as Shawn Michaels? No. Shawn Michaels told a better story, got you hyped or angry or whatever it was, whatever emotion Shawn Michaels wanted you to feel, you felt. Stone Cold was better as a heel, but his best promos were face. And it just, there's the conflict. And what just killed the game for me. Like, it was like, oh, I have to do this now. I have to listen to this. It's not worth it. So, yeah, I as a wrestler, he's in the conversation to be on the Mount Rushmore. But as a promo, no, this is way high.
I'm kind of with you. I think his delivery, the way he would deliver them, was the best part of his promos. The actual promos themselves, I thought they were good. They were fine. You know, he did pretty well for himself. But as far as I think it was more about the delivery, as you kind of mentioned, the way he would finish them. The what chat was great for him, getting the crowd involved. He would find that rhythm. He'd say stuff. They'd say what he keeps saying. I actually thought that was very good. The problem is it's stuck around and it's tortured wrestlers for years. Stephanie McMahon had the best. Oh, this was when they were actually doing like the CM Punk chant years ago. And then they went into a what chant. And she goes, if you're an inbred, say what? And they all said what? And then they all were like, crap. Like, they heard what she said. And then the crowd went quiet.
Right.
Why? I'm like, why is this so hard to deal with? But anyways, I digress. Topic for another day.
I love it.
All right. All right. Number 3, Rowdy Piper. Thoughts?
So, again, the psychology behind it, I'm just not sure that people did it better than Roddy Piper. Roddy, in the bodybuilder era, he made it through the tough guy era, he made it through the cerebral era, he made it through the big man era, he made it through, all because he told you why the average looking guy would beat you up. And he stuck to beating you up as being the thing. Except mentally, when they called Triple H the cerebral assassin, no, that should have belonged to the one and only Roderick Toombs. Because he was the one, and it's one of my favorite phrases in life, but it came from Hot Rod at a moment where he literally went off script, went off the book, and said, just when they think they have all the answers.
Yep.
I changed the question. Which is the most prophetic game-changing thing that a wrestler has ever said. Just when you think you understand everything, I'm changing the game. Bravo, Roddy. Bravo.
I think you made a great point. He was able to get over, stand out, and be one of the top guys through all those eras.
Yep.
And very few of those. He imagine what he would do now where, you know, people view how wrestlers look much differently. Back then, what you looked was like 85% of the game most of the time.
Yep.
And then mic work and then in-ring work was probably last at that point. And he was able to be a top guy, probably the top heel at that point. I think maybe Cody Rhodes said it best. I got a quote here. Piper was just chaos, but he was controlled chaos. It wasn't just chaos for chaos's sake. There was a point. You went on the same ride. You did in a match as you did in his promos. Chaos with a reason. End quote. I think that's the best way to explain Rowdy Roddy Piper's promos and why he was so good at them.
Yep. He really was elite.
All right. So on this list, we got two left. They have The Rock at number two. What are your thoughts?
So you're not going to be wrong in the space that you're in putting Rock on the Mount Rushmore of people on the mic in pro wrestling. Again, great storyteller. He can tell the same level of story, face or heel. He can tell you in short form. He can go in character form. He can go philosophy. He can go brawler. He can go fighter. He can go athlete. Not many people could do that. Not many people had the rhythm that The Rock had to, one, to talk in third person, to mimic other wrestlers in his promo and make that wrestler be about The Rock. Right? Like it's so good that, and then he made everybody else's promo better because you knew if you got in the ring with microphones and The Rock, you had to elevate. Like you couldn't come out there and tiptoe. Booker T said, like the moment his career changed was when The Rock goes, "Who are you?"
Yep.
And he said, yep. "I now have to have an answer to that question all the time because anybody I fight is going to ask that question." So Rock's on the Mount Rushmore.
So, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. Sting stayed away from WWE because of that very promo. Mm-hmm. He said he watched The Rock basically destroy Booker T and everything he'd worked for in WCW by asking that single question. Mm-hmm. And Sting said, "I'm staying away for decades," or however long it was after that.
Right.
The Rock is the most versatile promo in history. Mm-hmm. Heel, face, he's got the catchphrases. He can come up with something on the spot. He can rattle off, I mean, he's got the whole song thing. He can rattle off lines. He can rattle off, I don't want to call it a poem, but like this whole soliloquy that sounds so great and he doesn't mess up. Mm-hmm. To me, he's the greatest promo of all time because of his versatility, because of the different things he could do. The only thing that ever gave me cause to pause, I'm kind of giving away my own list here, was the fact that John Cena destroyed him. But I'm giving The Rock a break on that because I think he was so distracted, came unprepared, and frankly, underestimated John Cena.
Yep.
And that's the only reason I'm giving him a break on that. But I think The Rock is the most versatile promo, the most electrifying man. You want to talk about charisma. You want to talk about the ability to do so many things all in one person. And what kind of gives me, you know, a little bit easier time forgiving him for losing to John Cena so bad on the mic when they had their wars was his work as Final Boss. This may be my favorite stuff he's ever done. The ability to reinvent himself into the Final Boss is maybe my favorite work he's ever done. And he's my favorite guy on the mic. For me, it's an easy number one, which is kind of crazy to say because 1 through 4 is basically all interchangeable.
Yeah.
But The Rock is, as you probably know, one of my two favorite wrestlers of all time, but the greatest on the mic, in my opinion. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the number one wrestler on this list. I mean, if you're a pro wrestling fan, it's maybe obvious at this point, but DP and I are going to give our top 10 lists as well. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.